So Don, we know you shoot a traditional bow. We know you shoot a compound bow. Let's talk a little bit about the equipment you use, because I know people always like to hear what other hunters are using. Let's start first with your broadhead on your modern bows.
Well, my compounds, I'm shooting all rages. It's just since they've come out, it's been a great broadhead for me. It's something I've never had any failures. I got into sort of the mechanical broadheads when they first came out, and I was shooting deer broadside at 20 yards and having arrows bounce off of them. So I went back sort of to the old standby three-blade muzzy. And then once the Rage and a couple of the other guys started coming out, I said, okay, I'm going to give this another shot. And really, the Rage is the only thing that I've never had a failure with. It's just a great, consistent broadhead, great penetration. It flies great for me. More importantly, I don't have to do any adjustments to my sight settings between my sort of practice field points and my broadheads. Which is huge for me because sometimes I get the opportunity to say, okay, well, all of a sudden I'm getting out of the city a little early today. I'm going to get up into the country and get in a tree stand to not have to mess with those settings during the season is really nice. And it's just been a phenomenal broadhead for me, so I really like it a lot.
And what about on your traditional bow?
Well, the traditional bow, it's a little bit, that's a little trickier because obviously everything's so geared to the tune. I mean, that 25 grain difference in a broadhead can for me be the difference between a perfectly tuned arrow and one that's way out of tune. I found for me the Winsel Elites, the Woodsman Elites have been great. I've got those on Three Rivers, and it gives me sort of a good range and weight, so I can tune for the bow that I'm shooting. And I especially like sort of the heavier ones of those because I the vented broadheads to me make a little bit more noise, so those heavier solid broadheads without the vents have been a big sort of plus for me. That silence for the trad gear that's just a little bit slower has stopped a lot of deer from jumping the string for me, giving me great penetration. It's just a great all-around broadhead that I really like. So, that's where I've sort of gone as it relates to my trad gear setups. Even though it's a three-blade head, and I know there's a lot of arguments back and forth with that. I mean, for deer size all the way through up, mule deer. I've never had an issue with the three blade heads. I think if I was doing more stuff over in Africa for bigger, I'd probably go with, some of the more conventional two blade setups. But I really like that Woodsman Elite for what I'm doing in my backyard with trad.
Now, switching gears now to the actual bow itself. What are you shooting for your compound bow?
Well, yeah, I have a couple. Being sort of a definitely a gear hoarder over the years, I shoot. Quite a few different Matthews bows that I really like, and once I get a bow that I like, I tend to keep it even if I get something else that I like. I've been lucky to be able to keep that, but right now this season I've been shooting a Hoyt Carbon Spider that I also really like. Just great fast bow, really consistent, holding great groups, way out at yardages that I'd probably never be hunting. But shooting at 80, 90 yards and kind of holding great groups there makes that 30 yard shot sort of a chip shot and gives you the confidence that you need. So I'm a big believer in that practice. So between those two companies, never had any issues. They've just been great setups, great bows, always very consistent, and the quality is incredible.
And what about on your traditional side?
Well, traditional, again, I have quite a few bows that I really like. I think my go-to hunting setup is a old DOS Master Hunter Gen 2. Dave Sozo, who came up with those a long time ago, now Three Rivers sells a version of that now. But I have a couple of the original Master Hunters, and they're just great bows. Usually set them up with some version of Dryad limbs. Depending on what I'm hunting, poundages for whitetail, I'm usually hunting pretty light, in sort of the low 40s, and I'm lucky I got a, 30 inch plus draw. So for the traditional, I get quite a lot of speed out of even a light bow because I, pretty long power stroke. So I shoot it light because I shoot it a lot more consistently, and I have, great pass throughs, never had any issues with it. So, I really enjoy that setup, but, I really like, my blacktail. I really like my one or two of my black widows. I have a great Black Widow PLX takedown longbow that I really like to shoot. And I like to mix and match. I think once I get an animal with one, I switch up and really try to perfect my shooting process with a different bow and keep it interesting. So have quite a few that I really enjoy, but that, you know, I guess that DOS with the dry end is probably my go-to setup, followed by that Black Widow.